Good evening. Tonight, I would like to show you, demonstrate to you.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How to make these beautiful decorative napkin folds. Some of them are classic with the seasonal flair, and some of them are definitely more festive in style and more seasonal appropriate. So table decorations help us get a feeling of elegance for special occasions by putting things on display in accessory arrangements. We aren't simply making a statement about ourselves. We're also reminding ourselves that this place we call home, that these are the things that we cherish. Napkin design can help highlight the dish that you're presenting. Okay. So we're going to begin with a Christmas tree fold. It's very appropriate. So we're going to begin with that. I'm going to use my lint roller. Lint remover, I should say, because this is a cotton napkin, it will have a lot of little things getting stuck to it, and honestly, the last thing we want our dear guests and family to see are pieces of hair, God forbid, or any kind of, you know, little flyaway things. So we make sure that it's washed, dried, ironed, if you wish. Okay. So we begin with the seam part looking up. We'll fold it in half. Doesn't have to be absolute, even just close. As close to perfection as we can get it, but not to worry, okay? So now by holding in the middle, and to find the middle, I can fold in half, press, and open it. On the middle, we pick up this corner, and with a little bit of a quick movement, we shift and create a triangle, flap looking up. Then piling it on top of each other, so no more folds in here. We'll hold this in the middle again. Quick movement. We create another triangle. Run away from you, like it did from me. I see some sparkle in here. I don't want any glitter. Probably fell off of my beautiful leaves here. Okay. And now the last flap goes on top as well. So all four are here now. Then we rotate it. Try pressing a little bit. If you wish to straighten it out a little bit. So just make sure that these corners are nice and neat. And these flaps facing out away from me with the spine being here. I'm going to start making a nice and tight roll. Twist and press. And keep rolling. Try keeping it nice and tight here. As much as possible, of course. Okay. So I squeeze it a little bit more. Now let's look. When you present it on the table, let it unfold. Or you can really let it untwist and take it into a bigger position, more spread out. Show you up front. Okay. And voila, we have a Christmas tree. You can add some cute little ring if you want, maybe with a star, or you can put a little berry on the stick or a decoration. Or you can use a little bow. That could look also quite nice and festive. Or maybe some kind of sparkle here. Okay. This looks quite charming. So next one, we'll do an old classic. And that classic is called Rugby. I wish I knew the history behind the name. So here we have a square. I'm going to fold it in half. Just bring the corners together. Now we're going to fold it in half again. Doesn't matter which direction the seams are pointing. In the spine. Let's press and slide. Press and glide. Of course, make sure your hands are clean. Hopefully, I don't have to explain why. So now we pick a side. It truly doesn't matter which. Side, and we start making an accordion fold. Okay, so we bring the corner in. You can do it a little tighter or a little bit of a wider look, whatever you wish. Either way is right. Okay, so we can do this, and I like to just make a fold right away. Press as we go along. you can already see what it's going to look like. We take a ring in this case, I'm using this little snowflake design since it's holiday season. The center. Okay, here you go. Look how nice. This is a true classic fold. Tuck this in a bit. Truly classic, elegant, and very sophisticated, appropriate for any season, any festivity, whatever it is you're celebrating, or just making a special time for your loved one. Okay, so that's the rugby one. Okay, so with this next one, we're going to Christmasy look. Collected a lot of little linden here already. Perfect. Okay. So we're going to make a elf hat. Yes. So we fold this in half yet again, as always, our classic beginning point, pressing at the spine, lining up our bottom here. Finding the middle. Again, you can fold it in half like so. And then press along the middle part. Stretch and press. Okay. So now we have a little bit of a line. And this one will start making a roll, but try to make it loose. Don't go tight. I'll show you why. Okay. We'll just continue rolling it all around. We arrive to this kind of cone shape. We start unbending these back parts up. One goes up, then the other, and over some of these bottom layers. to make like two wings in a way. Tucking some of the front parts. You know, it's a little hard to show from different angles. And now we get an elf's head. Take a look at it. I'm asking you, please, this season, at any celebration that you do next, just do a little effort and make these cute folds, especially for children. I think everyone is going to love this whimsical look. This fold is another classic fold. It's called an orchid. Yes, beautiful flower. But with the help of a ring, napkin ring, we'll make it more of a holiday napkin decoration design. So, napkin. Bring it down into a half fold. Corners here. And smoothing out the spine. Maybe one more time. The cleaner the line, the more form our napkins will have, the more of a straight form. So from here, we'll need to find the middle. So fold it in half, press, just so we know where our middle is. Okay, it's right here. Now we're going to bring it down one side and pressing, we have to go lower it, and pressing. Okay, other side the same way, holding the middle, bringing it to the center. Just trying to make it more of an even shape. So now we'll take this part, bring it up. Just like so, and press. Then this side, same way, press up to. And make a nice little pocket like this. Right now we're going to take this corner and bend it out just a little bit, not too much, just like that. We'll copy it, do the same thing on this side, a little flip backwards. Where we bring our napkin ring, we take the bottom here and move it towards these little petals, which work as flowers petals in here. Okay. Classic with holiday. Beautiful presentation. playful. And it is a bow. So I'm going to rotate this sideways. So I'm going to fold it in half by pointing it into a triangle, like so. Okay. Try to line it up, but mine is not perfect. That's okay. Happens all the time. Nobody can tell. Okay, so I'm going to fold it down a bit. We'll bring in this part to about here. Press and stretch. And then we'll fold this over it to line it up. It's completely normal to have this open. This is going to be our bow. So if you want, you can make the little lower parts of the bow smaller, like this, more thin. Make the bow bigger, like this. Let's try this one. And you fold it in half. Okay. And then you cross it. Not in the middle, but about like 3/4 in or something. Just try playing with it. It has to start resembling the bow already. Now we'll take the ring. This is our front. A little bit of an adjustment. We take our ring, start putting everything through it. Find our center, just like so. Okay, and now we can make different adjustments. Okay, twist it to make it more tighter. Look. This looks pretty good. Can bring it more down. And here you have it. A playful, classic little bow. That is a timeless look. So, now is the ending. I wanted to show you how to make this little cute little Christmas tree out of a paper napkin. However, you're welcome, more than welcome, to try the same fold to do it with a cloth napkin. I'm sure you'll look just as stunning. Okay, so we take our beautiful napkin. Another half. Okay. And now we start bringing these little flaps to separate it. all the way to the top. And press. Next, fold. All the way to the top. One, just like this, trying to stagger them in even amount. And last one, here it goes. I try to line them up. There are different ways to do it. I like to go kind of almost in the middle, but not fully, if that makes sense. Almost to the edge. And we'll press again. This other one. Do the same thing. So it's not going to be back here, but it's going to help us. Okay. If you want your napkin to stand, you can do this. Take this part, just kind of tuck it. This last one, tuck it underneath of it. And press a bit. Okay, turn it back around. And we flip these parts now, pointing to the top. One, two, and tuck under. My chimes are going on. Nice sound. Another point and tuck under. The last one. Point. And tuck under. Voila. Here's your little Christmas tree. You're more than welcome to lay it flat. Or just kind of fluff it out a bit. And make it stand with the help of this back flap right here. So like so, this whole thing doesn't want to stay. Here you go. Okay, thank you so much for watching and listening. Thank you, HelloFresh, for sponsoring this video. I hope you guys have enjoyed some of these festive folds. I hope you will be able to try some of them. Now, good night. Enjoy your day, your morning, your night, your evening, or you have